B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash, Miss Chess. Oh!
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. You can watch all the beautiful faces on twitch.tv. As go search 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get the 98.5 The Sports Hub app at your app store. Bankroll Boys, Dan Livshatz, Joe Murray, brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use the code SPORTSHUB during sign-up and start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Yesterday, we were talking about this. Richard put out a tweet that said, I still love you, to Joe Murray, because Joe Murray had put out a tweet directed at Chad Finn. Chad Finn, who's a sports columnist for the Boston Globe, wrote on Boston.com, the last time I typed here about the Celtics, I said that Boston sports radio is at its worst when it talks NBA. I would like to apologize for that. I was wrong. It's actually gambling sports radio that's the worst. Celtics talk, due to many hosts' ignorance or disingenuousness when it comes to how Danny Ainge does his job, is the second most insufferable topic. Okay, and then he goes, we don't regret the error, carry on. Okay, so that's not much of an apology. It's the best you're going to get, pal, gambling sports radio. And the life force draining tediousness of hosts telling you in all their practiced high roller jargon how they bet and why you wonder if they, I wonder if he wrote this deliberately so it was impossible to read, and why, or out loud.
How they bet and why is what
you're saying. How they bet and why while
you wonder. Yeah, how they bet and why while you wonder.
No, I know, but there's, it's just, it's a lot of W's, baby, a lot of WH's. jargon, how they bet, and why while you wonder if they keep bankruptcy lawyer on retainer is a surefire way to get me to switch my radio to the station with the hits of the 70s, 80s, and today. And Rich, you and I both know that was directed at two people, and those two people are the Bankroll Boys. Joe Murray was on with us yesterday. He has a decent relationship with Chad Finn. They're not best friends or anything, but they've talked before. So that left open Dan Livshatz. Dan Livshatz, who's a firecracker on Twitter, we've grown to know. And so the blame was put at your doorstep yesterday, Dan. Is this the case? Have you and Chad Finn been feuding?
No, I mean, we actually don't really. He's not like one of my personal favorite people or anything, but I don't really have any issue with him. Never had an issue. I don't think I've ever gone back and forth with him. He said yesterday it wasn't about me and Joe. He said he did on Twitter. He said he could understand how it was taken that way, but it wasn't about either one of us.
And which is kind of an insult in itself, don't you think, yeah. Rich?
Yes, I agree with that.
Because here's the thing. To me,
Chad put himself, I'm sorry, Rich, real quick, and then I do want to hear what you have to say. He's put, in my opinion, Rich, he's put himself in a corner here, Chad Finn, because anything he says now is insulting.
Well, I mean, because when I read this, part of it was like, well, you should feel like kind of flattered because, you know, the only people I can think of that anyone knows about or cares about who talks gambling is the Bankroll Boys. You know, they're the biggest name on that I know of. I mean, they have their own show on Saturdays. They're on our show. You know, everyone likes the Bankroll Boys. But the fact that he goes, no, that is not the case. Even while you're being insulted, I'm like, that's somewhat of a flattering thing to put, that you're big enough for him to write about and for us to immediately think it's about you. Well, but he says, no, that's not the case.
He left it so open-ended, he didn't mention names. And I called him out for it. I go, Chad, I like you, man, but you know, it's okay to have your opinion. I was just curious that this jargon speak, like, I don't know. Every once in a while, I'll joke around and be like, yeah, ring the bell like that. But you don't hear
no,
me.
No. You don't do
it. I try to dumb it down.
And then
everybody.
The time you guys did was the Wong thing, which was funny.
Yeah, the Wong teaser. Right. That was the one right there.
The Wong teaser, and that was fun. I mean, we had some fun with that. I mean,
so we know what Wong teasers are now. We know sharps. We know squares.
Yeah, Wong teasers when you go to Calhoun and rude to the staff. All right, so...
But real quick, he says it wasn't you guys, but I can't complain the beatdown since I generalized and was a wise ass about it.
Big beatdown.
So he went on, but it is open-ended, and you know what? I support everybody in this town who wants to discuss gambling or
okay,
anything.
Okay, so RJ Bell...
No, you don't stop. That's a lie.
No, because Dale Arnold talks crap about us, but I don't dislike the guys for promoting it.
Because you went crazy when they said that they were.
Because they said we stole something when we've been doing a bit for 3 years. We've been doing this for 3 years. We stole the bit. Get out of here.
You don't have to act nice to all the other people. Yeah, it's okay to be competitive against other gambling shows.
Yeah, I have no problem saying F you to Dare Arnold. I'm sorry. I disagree with Joe there.
Neither does Wallach.
Anyone else in the town? Fine. Him? No. I'm
damn
good with
right,
him.
Dan Lipschitz. You stand up for yourself.
I'm good without him. Anyone else in the town? Honestly, anyone else on that air? That's fine. Him? No.
No, that's fair. Okay, now, I like that. Lipschitz, you're speaking some gospel.
I disagree with that, Joe. I'm sorry.
Okay, but no, you said they said we stole a bit, but something we've been doing for 3 years.
Yeah, Dare Arnold. I mean, he's too short to see what he steals. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he is. He has to stand on a box. That is true.
Yeah.
Now, it is amazing to me that something was relayed to you guys that Dale said, because, I Keith, I would consider a friend who I speak to on occasion. They're not doing him any favors. All right, so and Dale's fine to me when I see him. It's just so weird that he's so like says things about people. It's just so weird to me.
Well, that's the thing is that it's almost worse for me that he's nice, because I've heard of the things that he has said and done, you know, with our own Wallach. And as I said, I'm on Team Wallach no matter who is going up against him. If he's a dick to, like, who's a dick to Wallach?
I know. I don't understand the way things operated at EI at all. I don't understand how everyone's ego got so incredibly inflated. But
he's like one of the most like easy to work with. Listen, trust me, it's tough to work with us. He's one of the most easy to work with guys I've ever worked with. Right. How could you be a dick to Wallach?
But it's interesting because I'm really good friends with Billy Jaffe. Right. And so that brings me into Dale's orbit. I don't think that Jaffe and Dale are friends. I think they get along. Yeah. And I think they do things socially. But sometimes that brings me into his orbit, which is funny. Because I don't think about it. Until after the fact. And I'm like, Dale hates all these.
But just
guys.
Real quick, it's okay to have an opinion if you don't like sports gambling. Just say a name.
Okay, so my question is this. RJ Bell, I learned yesterday, does midday.
yes.
Okay, besides that, is there another gambling...
Great question. Yeah.
...show in town?
Show, no.
Or gambling segment?
Yeah, I guess there's other gambling segment. Yeah. There's like the Payout Boys or something. I don't know.
I don't know of any of it. This is Joe's thing.
I'm trying to say is if sports gambling talk is that's fine. It's your opinion. But you put it on a Boston Globe, which is a pretty big publication, and you just leave it open-ended. Like, that's kind of messed up. I called him out for it. He apologized.
Well, if there's no other gambling talk, and I don't think Chad listens to that much EEI, to be honest with you. If there's that, if that's... I don't know if he does or not. I don't think he probably does. But if there's no other gambling talk and it's you and RJ Bell, then it's insulting to us.
Well, I will say this. I don't know RJ Bell. But I do think sometimes he's pompous to Hardy. And I like how Hardy battles him back. I think RJ Bell gets paid to do what he does, so.
I mean, RJ Bell is the guy who had an entire article written about him about how he scams people out of millions of dollars a year. So he's not exactly, you know, someone I would rely on.
But they look for that's their segment.
I got to stop. I love this. Yes. I love how at the beginning of the segment it was, we don't talk trash on any. We love all the gambling shows. So far, you've crapped on Dale Arnold, and you've taken a dump on RJ Bell.
That was not me. I said I meant
to do that. No.
Everyone's talking at once. Okay, so here's the deal. All right, so R.J. Bell had an article written about him about what happened?
Yeah, so it was Deadspin back before, you know, Deadspin was, you know, became the ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, whatever it is now or whatever it was before.
It's unreadable.
And basically what he did is pregame.com, he used to have, like, all these guys through this site called Wager Talk, and all these guys were hired to give picks and used to essentially sell picks to them. And Deadspin basically purchased all of their picks and paid for everything and basically tracked the records of all of them. And I think there were like three or four guys out of like the 50 or 60 that had positive records. And the concept was they claimed to be the best and they, you know, they used to give all these picks and yada, yada, yada. And they were just the biggest losers. I mean, they lost people hundreds of thousands of dollars if you actually use their picks. It was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Over like a couple year span.
Wow. All right. Interesting.
I think people were paying for it. Is that
oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, boy, yeah.
I mean, like, we're just two guys who do a show, and hey, here's our picks, and you can fade or follow them, you know?
Right. Okay.
Those terms we're talking about, fade or follow. Come on, man. You got to start talking to us idiots, like in our life.
Follow the pick, man, or go against it, man.
Yeah. Very difficult to follow. All right.
But it is interesting, Fred, though, that a couple weeks ago you brought up the fact, you know, maybe the segment's a little boring, and well, maybe he felt the same way. So everyone's entitled to their opinion. I just don't like the open-ended stuff. And if you're going to put it on the Globe, at least say some names. And Chad admitted that he probably shouldn't have kept it open-ended. So I like Chad. But I don't know. I just disgracing sports gambling talk. It's the worst. No, I think there's worse. And sometimes I think the callers are brutal. So that's my own opinion.
Yeah, don't like to take a ton of callers. And Nick makes sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's not by our choice.
Maybe Nick knows more than we do. Yeah. All right. Let's keep these guys around. Let's actually get to the picks and find out what they have. It's very interesting.
They've been hot when it comes to the Degenerate Special. They're back on a roll.
Yeah, you're up big, it sounds like. And yep. you should be, just based on my idea of what's going on. So there you go. We Chad Finn has said it was not about the Bankroll Boys, but then when we only can think of R.J. Bell as another segment on local sports radio that is sports gambling based. So it's either a direct shot at R.J. Bell or he's lying to Joe. And we found out they both hate Dale, so they joined John in that sentiment. And we found out that, according to Dan Lifshitz, there's articles about how R.J. Bell's people not very accurate, even though they're selling their picks. So we've learned a lot today, a lot today. But we'll be back and we'll learn on who to bet as we head into the weekend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now, more Touch of Rich. Touch of Rich. Touch of Rich. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Juicy stuff, I know.
What just happened in the last 30 seconds before we came on?
It's just cracking up.
My God.
All right. So 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Touch of Rich. Got the Bankroll Boys, Dan Lifshitz, and Jill Murray. They've reached a pinnacle of success that with it comes to people trying to knock it down. They've taken on the Boston Globe, and now it's time to take on week 13 in the NFL, because that was the 11th, because the Steelers are 11-0, and there's a bye week. So week 13 in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Week 13 is upon us, and that was a terrible affair yesterday. That was not a well-played game. Ben Roethlisberger has looked better in his career.
The old backdoor cover.
That would have been hysterical if the Ravens would have come back and won that game. Like, that would have been hysterical for so many different reasons. Because, number one, I just kept thinking of somebody somewhere at some network has Mercury Morris on speed dial, ready to go, starting this week, or is he dead?
He might be. No, okay. I think we found that he's alive.
Is he alive? Okay. Well, if he's alive, you know somebody is like going, all right, at what week did you start getting the perfect talk here? And you remember when the Patriots were on their thing, like Mercury Morris was everywhere. He can't still be alive, can he?
He is. He's 73. But back in 07 when he was, you know, doing a little dance on the Patriots and making their run, I mean, that's 13 years ago, and he had already been out of his mind, and he was 60. I would hate to see what he looks like now.
He made, like, a perfect season wrap that year, remember? Exactly.
Yeah, it was really good.
So I just – it would have been hysterical for the week that they lost to be against a bunch of Arena League players when everyone was sick. And that they almost did it. I mean, at the end of it, there was a chance. They had a shot. But, of course, the Steelers remained
Would
perfect.
You put an asterisk next to the Steelers if they went 16-0 for COVID season?
No, I wouldn't. As long as the playoffs were fair. As long as everyone's healthier in the playoffs, no, I would not. I mean, 16-0? No, I still wouldn't.
They've also had, like two or three games moved against them. Like, they've had some tough circumstances this
year.
They've been screwed.
The NFL season, as it stands, the only season that I think the postseason was completely illegitimate, and I said it earlier today, is the NHL. I just think the NHL was just garbage.
Yeah, but did the best team win? Yeah.
Yeah.
Best team won in the NBA?
No, I thought the NBA
did. Best team
won
in Major League Baseball.
I think Major League Baseball, in the end, I think the season was a complete joke. I put an asterisk next to the Major League Baseball, too. Not the playoffs, but the season was a complete joke. What they did to the... I mean, you know, people don't care, but, you know, I'm a Cardinal fan, and that was ludicrous. I mean, they didn't play for 5 weeks. They had to jam in 7-inning double. If you don't think there's an asterisk that's that season, there is a team that played 7-inning doubleheaders every day for, like, the last 3 weeks of the season. I mean, it's insane. That's not real baseball. Not that they would have won the World Series, but still, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, I would have ended up losing my money if I bet in that game. I thought it was going to be a Steelers double, like two touchdown blowout.
Yeah,
well, and shows it did not
that
happen.
Shows whenever you knock someone off their schedule, or they thought they were going to walk in there and dominate.
They looked like it too.
Yeah,
right. I hate teams that. And even one of the guys before the game was like, "Pad those stats today, guys." It didn't work out. But I just wanted to bring up a couple of things about the NFL. Dan and I have mentioned this. The public favorites have been getting dominated. Like yesterday, the public favorite was the Steelers. The only one I think that covered this weekend was Green Bay. They destroyed the Bears. But I'm looking at dogs this week, and I'll give you a couple of them right off the bat.
Great.
Houston at home versus Indianapolis. Indianapolis coming off a loss. Now, Indy will get their running back this week, Jonathan Taylor. But the way Houston's playing right now, it's kind of hard for me to fade them as a 3-point dog at home, even though Indy is the better team and should, and you know, ultimately, you know, will be favored in this one. But I'm kind of looking at Houston +3 this week, and I'll give you one more. The Saints have not been impressive at all. Like, I know they won last week, but they played a fifth string
quarterback. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm kind of fading New Orleans this week, and I think Atlanta can outscore them at +3 this week at home.
All right, so you like the dogs this week. We're talking about dogs.
I'm just looking at two spots that I think, you know, some people will probably, the money will be on the other side, and lately, betting against the public's been the way to go.
All right, what about the Patriots game? Where's your money if someone wants to bet on that
You have, a whole thing with that, right, with the injury to Cam Newton? Is that affecting
I'll save
you?
That for tomorrow.
Oh, Joe's.
Oh.
Be tuned in tomorrow, Joe Murray, in for Rich.
I like it.
He will talk about his theory on the Cam Newton injury
Well,
tomorrow.
What's your bet, though? What's your bet for that game?
I don't know, Dan. Chargers... I know you like Herbert, man. You're a Herbert guy.
I would go under. I think it's going to be more of a defensive-type game. I hated Herbert coming into the NFL because I didn't think he was great at Oregon, but he's been much better in the NFL than he was at Oregon. He's shown different things. He's going to actually move the ball down the field. He's been extremely impressive. The problem is it's like the biggest coaching disparity ever. I mean, Belichick is like, I mean, even though he has not been fantastic this year, Anthony Lynn, I don't know if you guys saw the end of last week's game against the Bills.
Oh, yeah. Finds way to
Wow.
Lose.
That guy is an effing idiot. Holy, I can't believe that guy has a job. It's insane. Yeah. And so, I mean, I think at some point you have to look at the Chargers and be like, I don't know when they're going to get, you know, when their coach is going to continue to to get fired because he keeps costing them games. They had a chance to win that game, or at least cover that game, against the Bills last week. Nope. So, I mean, I lean the Patriots and the under just because I think the coach is such an idiot there.
I think that he's lasting as long as he is because he's loved. Like, he's not like a Matt Patricia thing where you heard that players didn't like the way he was running things. I think the players truly like Anthony Lynn. He's just an awful coach. Now, that does deteriorate after a while. If you continue to lose games, you start to like him a little bit less. But I think that that's one of the reasons that he has been given as much grace as he has at this point. Because you're right. I mean, how many games has something he did been the reason that they lost? It's been like three.
Oh, they'd be certainly a borderline playoff team if they had a different coach.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a good defense. And you'll see Joey Bosa over Cam Newton's ass this week.
They almost lost to the Jets because of the coach. The coach could not figure out how to run out the clock and almost lost to the Jets. I mean,
they dominated the Jets. And that was a game where Flacco, on their first possession, the Jets' first possession, just said, here, take it.
Yep.
He threw a screen pass. Ball was in the air probably for 4 seconds. Corner stepped in front of it. They were on their own five. Yeah. And the corner just stepped in front of it and said, thanks.
Yep.
So the safe money's on New England, you're saying?
I don't know. Nope.
Well, Stephon Gilmore, Keenan Allen, the way Stephon Gilmore is playing, if you look at the safety blanket of Keenan Allen, I know this is oversimplifying things, but that's an issue there.
No, Hunter Henry will be an issue, I think, and Eckler out of the backfield. Listen, when you think the Patriots are going to win, they don't. And when you think they're going to lose, they win. So it's literally the lines and even. It's pick 'em. So I don't know which way to go.
You're not going
to
bet the game?
I mean, I probably will on Sunday.
But you're not. But that's not something you would.
I would not advise betting the Patriots right now because it's like I said. When you think last week, I didn't think they're going to win. I didn't, and they won.
And then
I
thought they'd beat the Texans. Yeah, easily.
They did.
Right.
So your pick of the week is going to be that New Orleans game. Is what you're saying?
I don't know. I mean, I don't love the Falcons, but I do think they can score more points than Taysom Hill. But what do we have for the Falcons
but
right now?
You also want to talk about a team that loves their coach right now. That's the Falcons.
Yeah. The other one that's interesting is San Fran is +1 at home versus Buffalo. We watched what San Fran did to the Patriots this week. San Fran got a win last week against the Rams. Like, people are going to see Buffalo at -1 and jump all over that one. That one concerns me a little, but I think Buffalo should win that game. They should win that game.
San Francisco's not even at home. They're in Arizona. So.
That's right. Yep.
So both teams kind of had to move. All right. But the one thing.
If I'm the Falcons, I'm keeping my coach. Because by the time it gets to me, the coaching carousel is going to be so depleted. I would keep Raheem Morris. That's
my opinion.
You know
who people love is Gerard Mayo. Like, that's a weird name that I've seen thrown out there. Yeah, like the
Texans. Well, if the Texans like him, then you know to stay the hell away.
I was about to say, have they not learned their lessons with people who come from the Belichick coaching tree? I mean, everyone seems to think, you know, love him as like a guy who can connect with players. But, I mean, he's fairly unproven. But all of a sudden, there's all this smoke around him getting a head coaching job.
With all that, all those jobs, if you put the Chargers in the hat and you put all in the Jets in the hat and you put all these jobs available, that Atlanta job is not very is not one that I want when you talk about who's going to be your quarterback. Go ahead.
Just to throw a few more things out there, will the Jets finish the regular season with an 0-16 record? No is -155, yes +115. So I think you got it at 150, Rich. It's now down to 115. So
I think I got it at 400, didn't I? I got it like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, I have it at 150.
Well, so they were 150 6 weeks ago to go winless?
Yeah, I can double check it too.
Okay, because that doesn't sound right. That sounds almost like, I mean, I know the Jets are bad, but, you know, it's pretty historic to go winless.
And Ritz got in when they were like 0-7.
I'll look it up. And then the other thing, too, is the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy right now in college football is Kyle Trask at -140. Mm-hmm. I'm putting my bet in today, Mac Jones +160, Alabama. I think that they're going to run the table. And he's going to be the Heisman Trophy winner.
What an exciting Heisman season this is, I'll tell you. What the superstars in the college.
Well, Michael Penix. Say. Penix got out for the year, so that stinks.
Well, Trevor Lawrence had COVID, and then you have
Fields not as good as everyone thinks he is.
Also, he's played four games, so you take it. I mean, there's
what are Zach Wilson's odds? He's your guy.
Zach Wilson +1600.
Hey, they're playing Coastal Carolina.
Yes, but the two teams that I love, BYU and Coastal Carolina, agreed to play against each other this year.
Nice.
This week.
Yeah, and if BYU wins, I think that's going to help them possibly get into the The New Year's Six.
Yeah, they're not a top 10 team, and they are undefeated. And I'll tell you this, is that you got to hand it to Joe Murray, because he talked about this Mark Wilson kid.
Zach Wilson.
I'm sorry, Mark Wilson's nephew. Mm. But we talked about it, which is true. We talked about Zach Wilson months ago. And here he is, according to some mock drafts, going ahead of Justin Fields.
Going Fields sucks. Second, I'm out on Fields.
Going second in the mock draft I saw.
Well, I got to see how he was in high school, and I'm not kidding.
And the odds for the NBA have come out. Celtics plus 1,600. They're behind the Lakers, Bucks, Nets, Clippers.
All right.
Under on the win total.
Under.
All right, let's go Degenerate Special. What do we got here?
What do we got? Talk Degenerate to me.
All right, we're going to Turkey. It's tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow afternoon.
All right.
Tomorrow morning, 11:30. Besiktas takes on Kasipasa, and we are going the over three in that game, okay?
Over three. Yes, that's bold.
And Besiktas, Kasipasa.
Exciting game of soccer. Will it go over three?
You have led me in the right direction for a while. Let's go four bills on it.
Oh!
Let's go $400.
All right, $4,000. Will you quit saying the wrong terminology for money?
Yeah.
You're going to get yourself. There's no $1,000 bill for
four units.
Yeah, four bills is $400. Am I right?
Dan?
Four large would be $4,000.
Four bills is usually $4,000. Usually.
There's no $1,000 bill.
Yeah, okay.
There's no $1,000 bill.
That's still like usually.
Four large, I can understand that. That's misusing it. That's two weeks in a row. But four bills.
You got to make him pay for this.
Learn your jargon there, kid.
Four schmackolis.
There you go.
Four piles of cheddar.
If you're talking about hundreds of dollars, My rule of thumb would be not to aggrandize it. I would just say $400.
Just go back to the dinghies. It was much easier, right?
All right. Well, that would be a dinghy and a third.
Yeah. Okay,
two and a third dinghies.
All right. There you go. There you have it.
And two-thirds dinghies.
Okay. There you have it. I don't know what that reference is, but nonetheless.
$150 is a dinghy. So two and two-thirds dinghies. So $400.
Okay. $400 it is. There you go. There you go, and that is the Bankroll Boys. You can listen to them 7 to 9 Saturday morning. What?
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday, 7 to 9. That's what I said.
Right.
Saturday, 7 to 9. Get the over-under 98.5 podcast. Joe Murray's going to be in for Rich tomorrow. We'll be back. There is a psychopath who is a dentist. He is the anti-Mel Silver, John.
Oh, God.
He is not the model of class and distinction that Mel Silver was.
Right.
We have audio of when dentists go insane. These are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's a really good idea to be really active on Twitter. That is a one-way ticket to riches. There's no downside.
It's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich already today. So informative. We learned that my experience was right, that women are encouraged not to douche, that the vaginas are self-cleaning, which goes against everything that is in the Walmart song, Rich.
That is true. That's from the old Walmart.
She buying Summer's Eve. She buying Magic Gel to keep her body clean. To keep her body clean.
Yes, because I told you is that I've never been with, every time it's come up with a woman, they've always said that they do not use the Summer's Eve and the Masigil.
Which, once again, my point was, why would that ever come up with a woman?
I don't know. Things come up. Douches were a part of the national conversation for a few years there. Everyone remembers the Tina Fey parody of the douche commercial that was on Saturday Night Live. It was part of our lives, much like MILFs and things that, no one knew of a MILF. And then MILFs came upon us.
the evolution of the butt as being something that needs to get bigger and bigger and bigger for people to enjoy. That was something that didn't exist in our youth. I mean, that was not the ideal body. It's something that, and if you look at that very Walmart commercial, I mean, you could say that Mr. Ghetto was a trendsetter because he has two fit women with him. I mean, they have ample booties, but they're thin, and then he... But he says, hey, large woman who's in the parking lot, too, you come into work as well. So we've learned a lot of things today.
In that lingerie section.
And sometimes life just works this way. Yesterday, I was watching 90210 with my daughter, and Mel Silver was featured in an episode. Mel is David's dad. He is the father-in-law of Kelly. Did they stay married through the whole run?
No, they broke up. There was a scene where they found out, where Brenda found out that Mel Silver was cheating on Jackie. If you remember correctly, she had to go tell Kelly, and then Kelly told her mom. It was a whole thing while they were away at a school.
Oh, that is a lot like how they found out that she was pregnant and that they were getting married in the first place. It was kind of a game of telephone.
That's exactly what that was.
Why not go back to the well another time? But as I sat there, and I even put a picture of Mel up on my Twitter because Mel represented everything that was Beverly Hills at the time. Dentist, OG, influencer, the impregnating women over 40, all those things happening. And here in my hot little hand is a story of a dentist in New York City who has been terrorizing tenants. He's got several charges coming up next month, several in separate incidents. I can't imagine this is going to be a good month for him. Looking forward to these charges coming, but here is the audio of this man's situation, if I may. It is right here.
We're back tonight with an iTeam exclusive. Residents in a Manhattan condo building say they're living in fear because they're being terrorized by their neighbor.
Yeah, you've been watching me, bro.
Yeah.
You've been watching me like a f-ing little...
The disturbing...
That is the news confronting this man, and he says, you've been watching me.
No, he said, you've been watching me, bro. Now, were his arms straight out as if he was, like, showing you how big the fish he caught was? Like, yo, what's
up? I'm being
up?
Told yes. I'm okay. being told yes. His arms okay. were like, you're coming at me, bro.
Okay.
I mean, this is the dental game right here. I mean, this is if you want to survive in the wildlife. Did you guys read Bright Lights Big City, right?
I didn't read it. No, I saw the Michael J. Fox movie.
I just saw the movie.
The Jay McInerney book about dentistry in the 80s?
No. I don't read books. No.
The Big City Dentist Game?
Did not read that. Oh. Saw the movie.
Loose Women, Cocaine, the Mafia. It was all the dentist industry.
Sure.
This is like the Bad Boy of the dental world it sounds like.
Listen, if you want that hot Novocaine, you know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what. If you want to charge $4,000 to someone, you just have them get a tooth implanted. So you get 85 what are those MRIs? They keep making me get an MRI.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $300 a pop. Thank you. It's not enough. Now I'm going to get some brain disease because they keep going around my head with this MRI. All right, here we go. Again, this shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. This is the big city world of dentistry. I mean, you kind of get it here in Boston, but it ain't like the game in New York. I mean, everyone knows Gotti was a dentist.
Yeah, you've been watching me, bro.
Yeah.
You've been watching me like a f-ing little b-.
The disturbing and bizarre behavior of Dr. George Michael Medeiros caught on multiple security cameras in and around this Chelsea condominium building.
And what you can see is he has a massive gold chain with a huge tooth on it.
It's the biggest gold tooth in the world.
Yeah, it just says Doc Medeiros. All right. Very quickly, Lisa, go ahead, Lisa.
Hi. I just wanted to clarify about the whole douching versus the Summer's Eve thing. Douching is very bad for your pH. Summer's Eve is more of like a body wash that is actually healthy for your pH down there. Douching involves like really bad stuff that.
Okay.
Really
okay. So
not-
Summer's Eve is non-invasive. You're saying Summer's Eve?
No. I mean, maybe they made douches back in the day. I don't really know. But I know that the products, I think, that are on the market now aren't. They don't do that. But they're just more of like a sensitivity body wash.
Yeah. It was different. It was different back in the day, Lisa. It was an intrusive. It was
it
like
was intrusive.
Yeah, there was like a spout. There was like a.
I don't know, but I do remember the commercials of the mother and the daughter like, "Do you douche?" And my sister and I laughing at those. So.
Yeah, it was like the devil's finger. It was a bad thing. Don't. But thank you for clearing that up. Now, if you see Summer's Eve, you know that it is not necessarily a traditional douche. Rich, you see, I'm popping in PSA. I'm trying to keep people informed. Okay. So if you see Summer's Eve, just know now the product has evolved from what it was 20 years ago.
We're like a human growth and development film right on your radio.
Listen, this is nothing. This is all things you should be learning in school, and I'm not being facetious. You can't get upset about this conversation. This is something that everyone needs to hear.
Are you a smarter person now than you were at 6 o'clock? I think so.
I think I taught you, and I think the ladies helped out. That's why we do better than the other shows in this station with the women.
If you learn facts about something you don't want to know, does that make you smarter or just more disturbed?
Why would that make you disturbed?
It makes you more well-rounded.
You're afraid of the word vagina?
No, not that.
You're afraid of how vaginas are kept cleaned?
Yeah, I am. Ew. That's something I don't want to think about.
Really? That's
you don't like you don't like your wife farting in front of you, and I don't like to think about that whole part.
Vaginas?
No. That whole the whole cleanliness part of it. I don't want to think of anything other than it being pure.
Okay.
And wonderful.
I don't think. Well, I'm thinking by not doing it, it means that it is pure. By it has natural pH balances, that it is pure.
I do believe someone has tipped over Rich's apple cart this morning.
I'm just saying it's a little gross. I don't really like thinking about it.
It's reality, man.
To be quite honest,
I don't find that gross at all. Actually, it's a good thing you don't have a daughter. I'll tell you that,
dude. I'm a little tipsy anyway because I cleaned out my coffee thermos for the first time in like a decade, and I found like goo on the bottom of it. Like when I peeled it off, it looked like wet mushrooms off a pizza.
Ooh.
Okay.
And I've been drinking out of that for months. So just, I'm a little on edge this morning.
Well, you should have told me before you started playing Summer's Eve. You should have thought of it. In fact, it's all your fault. Scott from Wrentham. Yes, Scott from Wrentham.
You just say you're better than all the other shows on the station.
No, I said we have more female audience.
I don't know. We got a lot of females to listen.
Didn't say you didn't. I just said we had more.
Maybe I should come in and whip your ass today.
You had a better percentage of rating than we did with the men.
Yeah, but they don't have competition. I mean, it's a riff music they're going up against.
Yeah, but we
they
like
Carter
men.
Allen. What's that?
We like men.
Well, good for
Scott,
you,
Scott. You're kind of coming in without much to say. I mean, I never insulted you in any way. I just said that we have the most female listeners in my. If you do the math, we have the most female listeners.
I ain't doing none of that math. When are we going out? Me and you, buddy.
Oh, you see me? Wait a few months, and then maybe we'll be more fun.
First guy.
Yeah, wait.
I'm the first guy.
All right. If and when I break the seal, I'll let you know. But it ain't anytime soon. You're not going to have any fun with me.
Did he just wake up and just turn on the radio? What just happened?
I don't know. I don't know how that was a shot across the bar. Man. But okay. Anyway. All right. So here is this guy. He is a dentist in New York. He's got everyone going crazy. Here we go.
Building. Tell you. I'm going to go down.
How would you describe how you're living?
We're under siege. He runs this building. You have no idea how frightened I am to get into the elevator just to walk the dog.
Residents here say it's a cycle. They call
DDS damn dirty, baby. Damn dirty. These dentists do you wrong. They get into your building. They cause havoc.
So he's a landlord dentist?
No, he's just a tenant.
But he runs the building?
Yeah. He's okay. A dentist.
All right.
Of course he runs the building. He's got to know where you're going. He's got to know if you brushed. He's got to go know that you did circles if you refuse to buy a good mechanical brush. You flossing, bitch? That's what he has to say. Come on. You've been on that island too long. All the dentists have left.
We all have jacked pirate teeth.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, exactly. Nantucket in the winter.
it's all Pinewood smile.
Yeah, there's no dentistry going on there right now. You don't know what's going on. Bunch of hillbilly boaters and things. All right, here we go.
just to walk the dog.
Residents here say it's a cycle. They call police after Medeiros, a local dentist, gets aggressive and sometimes violent.
Hey, Bob!
He's been arrested multiple times and gets right back out.
And it's been scary to this extent that...
Yeah, you don't think he owns the cops?
I mean,
this is Medeiros DDS. Dr. Medeiros.
Does he got like a satin jacket that says that on the back?
Yeah, they. Yeah, it's the DDS, it's the Demon Devils Squad. Can you imagine this, Dennis? Why don't you just hit him? Like, pull a gun on him. Go buy a gun. Go shut up.
Knock out his teeth. He can fix them.
He'd break your hand. He's like the Iron Man of teeth. Like a very expensive toy.
What is he doing to these people? Like, I don't know yet.
Well, he's knocking on their doors and yelling at them and screaming at them when they're going around. He's getting arrested. He's assaulting them. He's doing it. It goes on.
And it's been scary to this extent that I started to afraid that he's going to blow up the building because he went insane.
He's damaged building property. He has literally taken the handles off of people's doors.
With a baseball bat.
Bob Spiegel says Medeiros viciously attacked his Vespa scooter.
I jumped on it like he had just captured a bear, and he slashed the tires, broke the mirrors, broke the lights, totaled it.
And in this cell phone video, he appears to admit it.
I popped those tires. Did
everything. Right. I come into the building. I am looking around walls. I am planning moves, how I would defend myself.
Yeah, there's no defense against Bob Siegel. You don't stand a chance. You got the Dennis girl on you. He's got a mirror on a stick around every corner.
How has he not been kicked out of this building?
I don't know. It seems like Corona's got everything moving a little slow, I guess, because it seems like the minute you knocked off a door handle, you're removed from the building. But again, this is a dentist, and everyone knows they run the city. Yeah, he's got a big mirror on a stick. He's got a big hook that he can get you with and pull you in. He's got everything.
How I would defend myself.
This is security video from this past Saturday. Spiegel comes out of a parking garage down the street.
He jumped me on the street, punched me. The cops came. They said they are not allowed to go into his apartment.
Yep.
This will end in a murder-suicide.
We buzzed Dr. Medeiros' car yesterday after.
Yeah, baby.
Wow.
Yeah, blaze of glory.
Oh, my God.
Just a big huff of nitrous and a blaze of glory. He's going to puncture a nitrous canister and just throw it in the building, get everyone high, and just take them all out on a nice pink wave.
Dr. Medeiros' condo yesterday afternoon. A person answering said the doctor was on the West Coast.
He's in Los Angeles.
Okay, I know this is you, so I'd like to know if you would come down and talk to us.
It turns out he was there. Hours later, an ambulance and cops were called again after Medeiros allegedly bit a security guard the building has hired, says one neighbor who's witnessed scenes like this repeatedly.
You know, we're terrorized for 18 months.
Of course he bit him. Perfect bite marks.
So somebody makes a good suggestion. We got to check out the Yelp reviews for this dentist.
Dr. Medeiros?
Yeah, like how does he go from being a maniac that destroys, by the way, a grown man riding a Vespa, destroys a guy's Vespa.
Say, is Bud Siegel like some ska dude? Like, is he a rude boy?
To smashing the doorknobs of someone's apartment to just randomly jumping out and attacking people. How can that person just turn that off and gently clean your teeth?
It's like I say,
to Kenny G music.
To Magic 106.7. I'll tell you this, is that they're all bipolar. They're all schizos. Every dentist is a schizophrenic. I mean, but you don't know what they do. You saw the Seinfeld. When you go under, who knows? You saw what the guy from Breaking Bad did when he was on Seinfeld and they, you know, sex and whatnot. Who knows?
Somebody said you guys are showing growth. A dentist story and not a single DA reference.
No, no. I mean, he's got giant teeth, but I mean, this has nothing to do. I mean, if it was
a podiatrist,
then it would be much different.
Right.
Those are pleasant. Honestly, if you're in that building, buy a gun. Buy a gun, and the next time that he knocks on your door, open the door with a gun on him. And then there you go. Your problem solved. If no one's going to handle it, go buy a gun.
Wasn't there a movie about a dentist with Corbin Burnson who was like a murderer?
LA Law?
Don't ask me why I know that.
What movie is that?
I think it's called The Dentist, and I might be wrong.
Yes,
but
you are correct. That is a movie. I've never seen it, but you are correct. Because okay. Corbin Burnson's been in three things. Major League, in LA Law, in The Dentist. Those are the three things that he's done.
I swear that's a movie.
No, I know it is. It is. Okay. Because I think it's like a big joke. That was like Corbin Burnson's, like people went, where is he? And then they go, oh, he did this dentist movie. All right. So, I mean, I don't want you dentists on my back, but I know what time it is. All right. So we'll be right back. Matthew McConaughey. We got some stuff from him. Also, Dave Richard with your fantasy football.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.